Hi, this is Ava at AvaWaits.com. This is where making money feels like bliss. And it is the end of July 2015 right now. And I've decided that I want to start doing a lot more voice recordings for you because it feels like a very easy, fluid way for me to deliver information. And I've realized that over the years, one thing that I really just absolutely love is hearing about other people's behind the scenes work that they do in their business. And I found that I actually tend to learn more when I hear about what other people are doing as opposed to being told to do this step, this step, this step, this step. And I almost feel like even when I listen to other people's YouTube videos or other entrepreneurs doing their podcasts, I feel like I actually get so much more out of listening to these recordings. So I want to do more of these for you. And I wanted to just share a few things that have been going on in my life and in my business for the past few months. Like I said, we're about halfway into 2015 right now when I'm recording. And I am so thrilled. One of the most exciting things that has been happening for me is over the past 5 or so months, I have been getting media trained. And this means that I've been going through training. I've had several mentors, a publicity coach, another marketing mentor, someone who's training me in public speaking, and I have been learning all about getting ready for the media. And now, interestingly, I've been involved in plenty of media things over the years with my business. I mean, I've already been on television, already have done interviews, and I've had a lot of stuff like that actually occur already. But the interesting thing about getting media trained is that I actually understand now how to pitch to the media, how to actually put together segments and show ideas that are very, very interesting and really are compelling so people can look at my idea and say yes or no. And it's actually been a lot of fun. And now as I'm in the summertime right now, I do notice this about myself, that I tend to just be a little bit more unstructured in the way that I do my business during the summertime. You might be experiencing that same thing too, where it's really hard for you to actually sit down for however many hours a day you work, whether that's 4, 6, 8. I know some of you are working 12-hour days. I've done that before too. Sometimes it's actually really fun. But so in the summertime, I tend to be a lot more flexible in what I do with my time in my business. And one thing, even earlier this week, that I really just sat down and asked myself, what sounds really fun right now? What do you want to do right now? And the interesting thing that came up was, you know, I've been getting all this training around media very, very, very recently, but I hadn't put a lot of it into action yet. And then this week actually started to feel like the week where I was ready to take action. And very shortly ago, I actually met someone who is a host of a morning radio show and finally sent him an email with an idea, and we're probably going to be having me on as a guest in September of 2015. I will, of course, let you know all the dates as they form. The very next day, I decided to submit a segment idea to a local morning television show, and they usually take a couple weeks to get back to people, so I'll know within the next couple weeks if they'd like to run that segment. And I actually feel like I've been really proactive, really like reaching out for these opportunities. One other thing that I've been doing too is I have been getting ready, really gearing up to do a lot more speaking in the coming 6 months, in the coming year. I mean, it's just something that I really love. And once again, you know, I've been doing speaking and have been getting paid for speaking throughout my entrepreneurial career already, but I'm developing some new ways that I can come up on stage at entrepreneurship associations, within companies. So I'm developing a new sales training program that I can bring into companies of all sizes. And it's been really fun. I have been very particularly wanting to travel more and to speak in other locations. And it doesn't mean I want to be on the road all the time, because that honestly does wear me out. I love travel. I mean, you probably know that about me already. I love travel, absolutely adore it. But if I'm on the road all the time, it gets to be a little exhausting. So I have, I've really dedicated some time, have set aside some time, especially in 2016, where I would like to do some more international travel and speak while I'm at it. because then I actually get paid to travel, which is fantastic. So I've been looking up a lot of upcoming conferences at different convention centers, really all throughout Europe, throughout the Middle East, and I am particularly looking for a speaking opportunity in Abu Dhabi in early 2016. And the reason, you might be wondering, the reason, why does Ava want to go to Abu Dhabi? You know, one of the reasons is that I've always had this feeling of, almost just this like knowing that the Middle East, that there are so many influences from the Middle East that I adore and that I find to be the most exquisite, beautiful, exotic. And now I'm not just going on like stereotypes. I actually believe that like palm trees swaying in the wind, that is so beautiful to me. Gorgeous fabrics, bright lights, the gorgeous cities that they have built up in the Middle East. And I just decided, you know what, it's time to go ahead and visit that part of the world. And I am, both my aunt and uncle spent years living in Abu Dhabi. And I have no doubt that it is one place that I can go to. I also have a friend who's working in Abu Dhabi, which is so exciting. I'd love to be able to see her again. And I have decided that I'd like to be over there for a piece of 2016. And so I'm starting to reach out to either companies or conferences that are happening who would love to have me come in as a speaker, or possibly a sales trainer. And it's been really interesting talking about this wish to go over to Abu Dhabi, and some people, when I tell them about it, they're like, ooh, that's so exciting. And then other people, I can tell that they have a little bit of fear, whether it's fear for my safety or fear of just safety in general. And what I've really been wanting to share with people, like especially, you know, for you who want to go see the world and expand and have more experiences out there, is that the world, no matter where we are, it can be both safe or dangerous. I mean, really, right? Like you could walk 20 feet out of your house or your apartment building right now, and the place that you're in could either be safe or dangerous. And that's what I've seen all throughout my travels already. You know, I've been down into India. I'm headed to Indonesia this fall. I have spent months and months over in Europe. And everywhere that I've been, it can always be safe or dangerous at the same time. And that goes for even my home country and my home cities, you know, close to where I grew up. So I do want to encourage you, if you're wanting to go see the world, don't have too much fear about that. Really, just go for it. And one of the intentions in building my business has always been to make it so it's movable. I can be anywhere and I can still run my business. And that's one of the really exciting things that I'm very much looking forward to as I expand and start doing more and more speaking and training in the coming year. So speaking of that, you know, I mentioned that I've been developing some sales training, and this is sales training that is for companies. It's going to be really valuable for companies of all sizes, associations like entrepreneur associations, and I've been putting this together for months now, really for months. And I'm sure I'll talk about it a little bit more too. I've been doing some writing around it. Because I've realized that is actually a skill that I've been able to use in my own business, as well as teach a lot of the entrepreneurs that I've worked with over the years, is how to have either more sales, higher sales, or happier sales. And even just the day, the other day, I ran into someone who I'd grown up with, and he was talking about something totally different, not like a sale, like a monetary sale, but that recently I had sold someone on an idea, like really convinced her to come along and to go to this event that I was going to, and I had sold her on that idea. And he said, okay, anytime I ever need your help, you know, convincing that person to do something, I'm going to call on you, Ava. And so he shared that, and it just made me realize that sales is not always just about selling something for money. Sales is about being compelling. Sales is about about getting people to really understand our idea and our point of view. So even if you look at politicians out there, they are selling someone on an idea, right? Or, well, many ideas. That's what they're selling. But to bring it back down to the things that I'm really looking forward to sharing is, you know, I have different classes that I've been teaching over the years, like turning a stranger into a paying client in 10 days. And things like how to have happier and more productive sales conversations where you're actually laughing with the person that you're talking to and where it's not a big, bad, scary thing. And oh my gosh, and so much more. Like I said, I'll be sharing a lot more about that in the coming weeks and coming months. And there has been one little thing that I've had to kind of get over, I would say, is that as I was creating this sales training and really looking at coming in and starting to speak at more companies, is that there is this little thing about big companies being evil that I'm really having to get over. And we see it a lot. I really see it everywhere. I see like little, you know, snarky comments about a big business that's doing horrible things. And so there are a few things that I've been really doing in my preparation of being ready to bring this sales training into companies. One of which is that I know that because there are, oh gosh, countless companies around the world, it does mean that I'm going to be able to be selective about who I work with. And I'm starting to make my mental list now of some of the industries that I don't want to be involved in. And so I have a list. I have a list of industries that I don't feel like are doing good things for the planet. And I'm not going to support them by coming in and giving my sales training. And, you know, that's going to be something I get to decide depending on the invitations that I get to come in as a speaker. And then there are other companies that are, you know, they're still big businesses, but they're really, in essence, they're doing a lot of good for the world. Like, I know that my life has been made better by so many companies. And now I know that like every company, we could talk about it, and there's got to, you know, there's of course some controversy, whether it's about how they build something or how they've treated an employee, or maybe there's some sort of story that happened or whatever that is. And I understand that we're going to have, you know, the good and the bad that come with every single company. But my pledge right now is that I will be discerning, that I will be selective, that I will use these capabilities to come in and speak and train and use it for good. I mean, that's a really big important piece of business these days, is being sure that we're using our talents for good. So that's my pledge to you. I just want to make that public pledge now. And you know, it's been really fun, actually. I'm starting to explore a lot of different industries. I mean, even last night I was looking up, there's this convention coming up that is in London, in England, and it's like a helicopter convention, right? Like, I never knew that these things existed before. I didn't even know there was a collection of people that would come together for a helicopter convention. And you know, as I look at that, I'm like, oh wow, you know, I could teach anyone who provides helicopter parts to have, you know, better, more productive, and happier sales as they're selling these parts. And, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, like helicopters have, you know, have been a fairly good invention. I personally, just a little side note, I'm actually a little scared of helicopters. I don't know if I ever really want to go up in one, but for some places, like dropping food aid in different parts of the world, I see that as something that a helicopter has really been able to provide, for moving people around, for rescuing people. I know people whose lives have literally been saved because there was a helicopter who was able to pick them up and then take them to a new hospital so they could receive medical care really quickly. You know, search and rescue. So when I look at that, right, like we have all these kind of pluses and minuses to these big industries, and I'm going to go forward and really do intend to train and support them in the best way possible. So I wanted to share all of that just to give you a little inside clip and view. And I've got to say, voice recording, this is so much easier than writing articles for you. So I certainly hope that you've enjoyed this, and I'm gonna keep these coming and maybe start doing some more videos too. And I'm just really excited, and I encourage you to continue being excited about everything that you're creating this year. And you know, of course, stay in touch. I want to be sure that we're all connected on Facebook, LinkedIn, of course. Just find me, Ava Waits, and then, of course, if you also need more information about resources, everything that I can provide, whether it's sales or entrepreneurship training or speaking, you can always visit my website, avawaits.com, avawaits.com. Okay, have a lovely day. Bye.